Hello, Marvelites. This is Ben Morse, editor of Marvel.com, welcoming you back to another edition of the This Week in Marvel podcast. We're cranking out today, Blake.
Yep. It's like Big Star Day.
Yeah, even though we might space this out 8 months from the last one we recorded, so it won't make sense, but...
Really? Who's here?
Well...
Is there someone who's not me here? Because otherwise I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I am Ben Morse. I already said that at the beginning. I kind of blew my role. I'm here with...
Blake Garris, and we are joined by...
I am Katie Findlay from...
That was exciting.
You know what?
Good.
Nobody asked you.
Good.
From The Killing and the Care Diaries.
Yeah, it's very weird when the guest talks before we do the introduction, because now no one knows what's going on.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Throws everybody off. No, I'm J.J. Webb.
Yeah.
And I'm not from The Killing or Care Diaries.
Yeah. So we like you.
Thanks. Yeah. Like
you,
hey, thanks,
you're good
guys.
People.
You guys are in the Marvel offices. Awesome. You just walked in. We didn't show you anything yet. We immediately pulled you in for a podcast.
You did do that.
We're sorry. Yeah.
We blindfolded and spun around 3 times in the hallway.
I was spying.
Yeah. But you guys were already pretty excited to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. The guy at the very front downstairs was really funny, because I was just, we were checking in to get our names in, and like I was just looking around the place or whatever, and then he just like singles me out, and he's like, do you all often look around and spin in a circle?
No, he was like, do you always walk like that?
Do you always walk like that and look down in a circle? And I was like, do you always point it out how people walk?
So he was weird, though. He didn't let it go. He was like really into it.
Yeah,
like,
so I just kept going back.
We were
spies, like, it wasn't like
or
mean
or
anything. It was just back and forth. I was like, all right, welcome.
So you guys almost didn't make it up here.
Pretty much,
what you're telling us.
I told Blake I would fight my way through the office if they didn't let me up. He said I would lose, which really just makes me think that he underestimates my power, which is upsetting.
Let me give some backstory about how they came by.
Please, Blake.
They met a former intern in line buying a video game. And then we found out you guys are big comic book fans. I thought that was a better story in my head.
I used the magic of Twitter.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I once again reeled in the magic of Twitter and ended up somewhere better than I'm allowed to be. So, that's pretty cool.
The magic of Twitter.
That's true. Which one of our interns was this?
Justin
Snyder. Yeah, he was a good one.
Nice
dude. Is that how you just say his name all the time?
Yeah.
There's an upward inflection that has to be said or else he's offended.
But we're glad you guys are coming by. Like, you are legitimately comic book fans.
Oh,
Marvel fans. What are you guys reading now?
I think the last Marvel thing that I read was Fractions Hawkeye, and then before that I was working my way through Age of Ultron.
And you were supposed to meet Brian Wood today, but it didn't work out.
I was, but
he
has beautiful children that live in Brooklyn that he can't just wander away from, and the F train decided that I was not going to Brooklyn today, so. It's very sad.
So you've gotten to meet him, but you have not gotten to meet him.
Exactly, and I'm leaving New York tomorrow, so I won't get to meet him on this trip, which is very sad.
He's a nice dude.
And Katie, you mentioned the kind of a funny story. You're in the Mutual Admiration Society kind of thing with him, right? Like, he's a fan of yours, you're a fan of his.
Well, I don't... It was, again, it was one of those things where Twitter put me in the room with humans that should never have to put up with me in any way, shape, or form. I had tweeted something about how, because I'm from Vancouver, about how Vancouver looked like a Brian Wood comic that day, because it was very locally, it was all fancy and pretty, and he just tweeted me back, and I was like, duh, and I, you know, took 2 days to not say something retarded back to him, and it's just the magic of being on television in any way, shape, or form. It's almost like it lets people know if they're in the same, like, vocation, that you're not crazy town. So it's not that you're famous, it's not that you're fancy, it's just that you're not gonna knife them if they speak to you, because there's always that chance with the billions of people that are up.
Gives you some sort of credibility.
Just a little bit.
Which maybe you shouldn't have.
Just a little, which I 100% should not have, and little do they know. But, we just started chatting back and forth. He's the nicest guy ever.
Yeah.
I'm really into his work, and it's nice to be able to sit and
chat
about it.
Are you reading his X-Men series?
I've been doing bits and pieces.
Okay.
I have the attention span of a gnat.
All right.
So I will do things all at once, but I'll do it way after I'm supposed to have.
Right.
So, like, I'm reading Mara, which is his right now, but that's because there's just a couple and I can,
you can digest.
And eventually I will get around. I'm wearing a Rogue t-shirt today, so X-Men is...
did come representing. We appreciate that.
On the roster.
Yeah, we're going to take you guys around. We'll bring you by the X-Men offices. We'll make sure you get some free comics.
Oh, I wore my Wolverine shirt yesterday, and I was like, I can't do
it again
today. Yeah, I didn't time that correctly at all.
What'd you wear it to?
It's really upsetting.
The world?
Just for fun?
You could be lying to New York.
That's true.
I changed out of his Marvel pajama pants to show up here.
That's right. I said that she should just keep them on and just show up in those. and that would be sweet.
You wouldn't have looked out of place.
Yeah.
Now, it interests me because, of course, you guys are, you're of a younger generation than Blake and myself. Not that much younger. I mean, we look really young, but we're like in our 40s.
Yeah. Just because I can't rent, just because I'm not old enough.
No, we're not in our 40s.
Just because I'm not old enough to rent a car doesn't mean that you guys can make fun.
Wow, I'm so sorry. I don't
drive, so it doesn't matter.
But what interests me is, how did you guys get started reading Marvel Comics, reading comics in general? Because that always interests me, talking to people who are a little younger than me.
I was a strange and cynical only child. Mm-hmm, the best stories start this way. And the only people in the universe that made me think that possibly love was a good idea and that it would work for any extended period of time were Peter Parker and Mary Jane.
Aww. Sorry about that.
I know. I'm so mad. You don't understand the rants that I've gone on. You deserve it.
It's before we worked here.
But I know, it's not your fault personally, but I just, you know, Marvel needs to know that although you still have my viewership, you broke my heart a very long time ago.
Right.
But yeah, I would always, when you had to tell stuff about yourself in class, mm-hmm. in like grade one, so that you wouldn't look like a weirdo and mm-hmm. a shut-in, I just said that I wanted to marry Spider-Man. Mm. So I've always, that's been sort of
And
my,
that didn't make you look like a weirdo?
Well, no, and Geek Chic wasn't in at the time, so.
That's true.
I was a really cute kid that kind of made up for it. Aww. I looked like an animated potato character. People left me alone because I'm not lying, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think it started with Spider-Man, and then I got all hipster and indie when I was a teenager.
Right.
And now I just have shelves and shelves and shelves in my
like you do.
Like, as one does.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine was X-Men for sure. I had an older brother, so he would just pass down. And
see, that was my
90s child.
Gateway.
Right. Yep. We had the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was unique, and I loved it because I loved good stories, and like the X-Men cartoon was one of the only ones in the 90s at the time that told things in chronological order.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You could follow the story every week.
It wasn't a different thing every week.
Yeah, it wasn't a one-shot.
It was an ongoing story.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you know, if Morph died, he was still dead.
And the cops didn't shoot pink lasers.
Oh, man. That was awesome.
That was awesome. So good. That was pretty sweet.
No bullets on Fox mornings, but...
No.
Yeah.
Spider-Man fights cops with pink lasers.
He couldn't punch anyone either.
Yeah, Spider-Man actually never threw a punch.
He knocked people off of other things that then led to their having a concussion but not being damaged.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until years later. And then I read it somewhere online and went back and like, I was, oh my God, he never punches anyone.
And at 8... I didn't notice.
Nope.
No.
That was me too. Yeah.
I read that later, and I was like, I guess he didn't.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah. It all clicks.
I just realized.
And then Blake's like, what?
He's actually YouTubing
this. Calm down, man.
He's YouTubing this right now.
He just left the room. We don't know what to do.
Do you guys talk comics together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
Quite often.
You argue?
X-Men or Spider-Man?
I don't know if we argue about anything.
Yeah.
We argue about Civil War.
Civil War sometimes.
Really? Okay, who's on what side?
It's not so much that.
Oh, really? It's deeper than that.
It's that he thought it was amazing and...
Oh, it's the quality of the book.
No, the quality. It's what I would prefer to happen.
Okay.
So whether or not it's good, I'm frustrated when I'm like, no, but then that person can't do this now, and then this. So I get really... So Spider-Man unmasking, I was like, but now everybody's going to know that. And then that and then it's going to change the universe. So it's actually complimentary arguing because I'm still paying attention and I'm still into it.
Yeah,
that's what a fan sounds like.
Yeah, this is great. You have the opportunity to get mad at the editors face to face.
Oh yeah,
today.
I can't wait for you guys.
Yeah,
to the editors.
Yeah, and I loved Civil War. I love Civil War, and I'm one of the few that like 100% of the time I was like,
I wish we had
yes,
video
Tony
right
Stark.
Now.
Keep going, Tony Stark.
You would.
Everyone.
Really?
And I was like, well, I kind of sometimes put it...
freedom.
I sometimes put it into my head to be like...
You're ahead of
so
the
So, yeah, you register, but sometimes but I get benefits. I get vacation days now. Like, it was like, if I was a superhero...
Boring!
I kind of want that.
That's valid.
Boring.
So that's the only reason, because I put it into my life of it. But the Peter Parker unmasking thing, I did get kind of
It changes
upset.
The entire cosmos of what I enjoyed as a child, which is fine, because Age of Ultron also, Chan, love the
Age
crap
of
out of that.
Awesome.
But, at what, when did it come out? I was like 16?
Of what, Civil War?
2005.
Yeah.
That was a while.
I was 15 years old. Here we go, I'm dating myself. I was 15 years old.
You're not dating yourself, because I was already working in college.
Boom.
But at the time, I was unable to see larger storylines and was very chagrined that my favorite character was now going to get chased around the world by everybody ever.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. I mean, and
vacation days.
Hey, it would be freaking sweet.
You're Tony Stark, you don't think you can take vacation days from another...
Yeah, you can.
Hell, you want?
All right, all right.
Thank you.
Save you an edit.
Yeah, save, look at that.
Yep. Yes. I work on a young adult network. No, I don't say those words in my real life.
Let's talk about that for a sec. You are on the Carrie Diaries.
I am.
We'll talk about it in a sec, but you were saying you don't really have a lot of chance to talk comics with the other folks on set?
I am a dork, and sometimes I forget now that geek is chic. Yeah. That I've been a dork for a long time, and that there are still people who lead normal lives who have not adopted the geek chic thing, mm-hmm. to whom I am still a basement dweller. And not in a bad way, not in like an insulting way, just in a, just because Big Bang Theory exists doesn't mean that, you know, everybody wants to read Superman. So I have a lot of conversations where it's about a two-sentence conversation about comics, mm-hmm. where I'll say, yeah, I really like Spider-Man. They'll be like, oh, like Andrew Garfield? Yep. I go, yep, and that's it.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
yes, I do like Andrew Garfield, but still.
Yeah. There's more, yeah. There's more.
Sometimes they're sweet, and they're all, again, like, the best people in the universe, and it starts to make me wonder if I go outside enough.
No, we're not trying to get you fired. We're not going to bury everyone you work with.
No.
Motives have changed.
But, yeah, no, I just, sometimes they make me feel like maybe I should go. They're like, so, I'm reading Ulysses. And I'm like, oh. That sounds fantastic.
Read recently, anyway?
I read the Odyssey.
You read the Odyssey recently.
I'm taking World Lit, so I have a comic and a grown-up book on my chair at either time.
Comics and grown-up books.
Sometimes I do get to explain why they're fantastic, though, which is fun, because most people think bang, pow, Action Comics, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's fun for me to be able to say, actually, no, someone just died 18 times on this page, and now they're talking about politics. And they're like, what? So,
that's cool. You've got a whole audience, though, who love to expose to comics and that type of thing.
So. Makes me happy. People are gradually picking up on it on Twitter because
she does have a rogue shirt.
I have a rogue shirt. It's very warm.
Just unveiled it now.
Themed conference room. I have a whole bunch of people on Twitter who I'm really stubborn on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about things unless I'm actually interested in what they're saying. Because once you say happy birthday to someone, then everybody wants you to say happy birthday, and then they're really upset that you don't because they feel like you personally singled them out to not pay attention to, which is horrible because they're nice and they watch the show and you don't want to do that. But I'm accidentally shifting the public's attention in the way they talk to me, because now people who would never, you can totally tell that they're not into Spider-Man.
Right.
But they'll be like, hey, do you like Spider-Man? If you could be a superhero, what superhero would you be? And I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
that's right. Use the power for good.
It's dual wielding, where on one hand, I think it's really neat that they're asking me questions that I'm interested in. On the other hand, I'm like, if they're this desperate because I don't pay enough attention to people who are talking to me, maybe I should just say hi. Like, maybe I should chill out.
No, the first one.
No, the first one.
Send them links to our site.
Definitely the first one. I can handle that.
Cool. So you wrapped up shooting, and what's next for you? You just have a break now?
Or I am more stuff coming up? Flying home to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have a very simple life when I'm not shooting. I'm going to go home. I just moved into a new apartment 2 months before I had to leave.
Oh.
So now I get to do fun things now, like try to be grown up and buy forks and dish towels.
It's fun.
Which is fun, because it's in that weird stage where I can, like, lie in the middle of my living room floor and nothing is there. So I can build forts and do weird stuff that you can't do.
Actually, one of the first things you got set up there were your comics.
That's true.
You bought a shelf.
That's true. I had no couch. I have no TV. I have a shelf with, you know, about 100 comics in my living room, and that's all.
You have comics. You have clothes as well. What else do you collect? Anything?
I have comics and clothes. I have, I break things and I lose things. So I'm not a good action figure person, but I have a couple.
I'm
trying to think of anything else nerdy that I have.
You
got the action
figures.
Yeah, he's the action figure dude.
I've got the action figures, don't worry.
Do you display them or keep them?
Yeah. There's certain ones that I keep in a box, or certain ones that I have out on display. So I collect a lot of, like, sideshows.
Yeah,
oh, nice. Star Wars, the sideshows.
I have more comics than he does, though, so that's
You have more. You actually, we did this recently, too, where I looked at mine and I looked at hers. I was like, oh, that was at least I got action figures. In that voice, yeah.
Sorry.
But it was impressive. It was kind of when I saw her collection all put together, I was kind of just like, bleh.
Yeah.
Although, I'm looking for a picture right now of me messing with one of his Star Wars.
That plays so well on the podcast. Just hold it right to the mic.
No, because I was going to do it quietly, but now that you've ruined it.
I thought you were texting during our podcast.
No,
there it
I would
is.
Never do that. It's Plo Koon holding onto my nose.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of my sideshows. Yeah. Okay,
that's awesome.
All right, well, this is super uninteresting for our listeners.
Sorry,
so
guys.
Let's turn it around. Where can people see you guys? Where can they find you online? All that good stuff.
I am on the Twitters
mm-hmm.
at Kate Dangerfield. nice. Which everyone is very chagrined that it's not my real name, and I get a lot of complaints.
How dare you?
It's an issue.
How dare you?
And then, I am on Instagram at Katicatronica.
Okay.
Katicat.
So you don't make it, you don't make anything simple.
No.
No.
No. But once you find me,
on the radar.
And then people can watch you on television.
They can. You can watch me on television currently on The Care Diaries, which is airing on Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW Pix 11.
Blake and I are going to start watching.
You have a movie coming out too, right?
In theory, yes. I have a couple. No, really.
Nice pre-production, Blake. Jeez.
John Huddle's The Philosophers is supposed to be coming out sometime this year and has been rolling around interesting little film festivals in Spain that I can't afford to go to, so that's kind of neat. Yeah.
Well, all right. You can also I think on Netflix they have The Killing now.
They have The Killing on Netflix.
I love that show.
My giant face is on Netflix,
where you get
which
to...
is unnerving for me and all the rest of the people who know me.
Is that weird? Whenever you just scroll through Netflix,
it's not weird for me anymore. But people who I know call me and go, "Can you just stop?"
Yeah. No, it was the weirdest when it came out on DVD first, and like walking like through a department store or something, and there'd just be a row of Katie looking at me.
Plus, it's me making a face that I have never made in public and will never make again. Like, it's not, and it's very judgy. I've noticed when you see six of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now when you guys go look at it, just like, stop it.
Just put a thought in my head when you look at it. Like, that shirt, really?
Oh, could be anything you want. Yep.
Being a fan of that show, you're much nicer than I assumed you would be with those faces and your acting. So you're good.
What did I do on The Killing? What did I do that made you thought I was mean on The
sweetheart.
Killing? Yeah. I wore pink sweaters.
You're good at your job.
Thank you.
You guys haven't met Blake yet, so he has a lot of trouble distinguishing between reality and,
and the TV.
He thought
I have that trouble sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
We've been playing too much Grand Theft Auto, so there's a chance that you might run somebody over.
Yeah.
Yeah, please don't.
Wow.
That's why I don't drive in New York.
So neither of you guys drive.
No. We don't need in New York, you don't have to, and then Vancouver, same
Vancouver's
thing.
Like New York.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to. If we were on the other side, maybe.
We owe you guys a tour. We're going to show you guys around, get you some comics, get you some other stuff. But thank you for joining us. You guys can check Katie out on The Care Diaries and also online. And we'll speak to you soon. This is Marvel.
Your universe.
Thanks, buddy.